Making after school cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities students are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Today's episode highlights the positive impact project-based learning programs can have on students as they progress through school and graduate. This episode will highlight the All Earth EcoBot Challenge, which is an innovative engineering competition that engages students in complex problem-solving assignments while helping them to develop critical thinking skills and confidence to solve real-world missions. Today's show features adults who make the program happen and alum of the All EcoBot Challenge.
My name is Joe Knights. I have been with EcoBot. I'm going to have to estimate. It's been a long time. I think about a decade, maybe 11 years. It's been a really long time. My role with EcoBot, I'm the lead teacher for EcoBot and have been since I got on about a decade ago. And I create the games. I'm the head game designer, and that's what I do. Whenever they become part of EcoBot, they think beyond teacher, doctor, lawyer, firefighter. They get to explore a vast amount of careers that that go into engineering, science, technology, math. They also get to look at evolving careers. They get to think about things around the world that affect their lives. And they also, with the underlying concept with EcoBot, it's that it's green. And that also helps kids think about careers that can help solve a lot of our climate change problems. And I've seen it work. I mean, there's a lot of kids that have gone into very diverse, high-tech career fields and changed their lives. And actually, when I would say, why is this important and helpful? It's fighting poverty. It's providing opportunities to all kids, practical pathways to prosperity. Is that favorite memory, is that aha moment, that point in which I really, truly internalized how important this project that we're doing with EcoBot is. And so Jessica was a student of mine about 11 or 12 years ago. She was the only female that was brought into the class. It was the first day of class, and she did not even want to be there. She had this attitude of like, I was thrown in this class, robotics, what? Not my thing. I told Jessica, I said, hey, look, you know, maybe you didn't choose robotics, but robotics did choose you. I want you to give this a chance because it may be something you like. Because if you don't know what it is, how do you know if you don't like it, right? So at the time, you know, we were just getting into EcoBots, and we were actually competing and part of the competition, not just, you know, creating games. And Jessica, I made a deal with her. I said, you know what, look, stick in it, let's do EcoBot, let's do this together. If you don't like it after 2 weeks, then you can go do whatever else you want. If you want to go to woodshop class or whatever, I will get you in another class. So she's like, fine. She had some other choice words that she said other than fine, but we'll not get into those words. Anyway, so we get into it. We're rocking, and this Jessica is just getting into it hard. She's loving it. She's fully invested. She's coming into school early, she's staying late, and I'm so proud of her for everything she's doing. She was on a winning team for EcoBot, and she did some amazing things, but here's the kicker. Jessica, I had an opportunity to go to Rice University and take two kids with me to do an additional robotics competition project thing. So I took Jessica because she had done such a good job, and I took another student. Jessica had never really been out of Channelview, Texas. Nobody in her family's ever really gone downtown, or she said that she hadn't even really been in an elevator before. So going to Rice University was just really a game changer. We go to the campus, we spend a couple days, have a really good time, and on the way out, she's like, you know, Mr. Knights, I didn't understand how cool college can be and what these classrooms are like, and I'm amazed by this. I'm gonna go to college here. This is where I'm gonna go to school. And I'm like, all right, but look, okay, I will support you in any way that I can. You got to get your grades up in all your classes. You've got to you got to be a rock star and, you know, graduate top 5%. And, you know, Rice is it's a tough school to get into. You can do this. And I'm not kidding you. He changed her whole life. And I got an instant message. I'm going to read it straight to you. I got it right here for you. I got an instant message on, this is 12/12/15. Mr. Panites, yesterday I got my acceptance to Rice University. Thank you for introducing me to the university and my love for engineering. I owe you so much. I don't mean anything. He said it's been a journey that started in your classroom. Keep motivating students because it makes a big difference. Jessica recently graduated from Rice University with 3 degrees, and degrees that I can barely pronounce, like mathematical modeling and statistical computations, and like, wow. So that's why Ikubata is important. That's why she's one of my favorite memories, because nobody in your life's ever gone to college. Her parents said that she was gonna be doing the family business by the time she was 16 years old. College was not a thing that she was gonna do. And last summer, she spent the summer traveling Europe. It all started with that really important pivot point that we know as Ikubata. Kids can come back and give to Ikubata, being a judge, a mentor, a coach. Teachers for Ikubata, we actually literally at our camps and on Zoom meetings, we actually need people that can help teach different concepts. Whenever we go back to volunteering, being in person, which, you know, that'll eventually happen, we need boots on the ground at our events. And it could be something all the way from just, you know, the registration booth to judging a game table. There's really a lot. And it's something, if I could say to a volunteer, you know, what are you going to walk out with? There's no experience that is equal to Ikubata. You know for 100% certain that you're changing lives for multiple kids. You're helping fight poverty. You're helping improve climate change by teaching 4th through 6th graders, how to think innovatively. And this is going to have ripples throughout time by giving time to Ikubata. I've gone virtual, but we are the All Earth Ikubata Challenge, and we are no stranger to challenge. And, I think it really provided us an opportunity to have to think critically, and we did come up with a new way to do Ikubata, and it is working. We instead of kids coming to Ikubata, we took Ikubata to kids' homes. And it's a really fun program that we're doing right now, and I thank you very much for you guys reaching out and asking these questions and allowing me to be a part of this. Thank you.
I first got involved in Ikubata because kind of a community hour kind of thing for LSAM, which is an organization at HCC, Houston Community College. And I reached out to my teacher that I used to have in middle school, which was Hartman Middle School. And she was Miss Jane Taylor. And she was like, she was just like the person that, you know, got me introduced and mentoring these kids and Sanchez Elementary School. And she told me, you know, I have this great opportunity, you can go mentor them. And I was like, awesome, yeah, like I would like to help. And she, just being with her in the communication, one of my teachers in LSAM wanted to communicate with her and start this project with LSAM and Ikubata while, you know, having this HCC students mentor these kids for Ikubata. So, you know, it just started from there, just me reaching out to my 7th grade teacher in robotics. It was awesome. Like, these kids are very, you know, into the conversation and into wanting to learn robots, which is really awesome. And it was mostly girls, so it's good to have, you know, girls be empowerment and wanting to, you know, learn about robots and stuff like that, like I did whenever I was their age. So, you know, it's really good and great to just see that and experience that. it's just being able to just give back to the community and, you know, having that experience and see these kids just be excited about something that, you know, it's outside of just learning, you know, math class or in reading something, you know, like that. I enjoy it personally because, you know, it's something that I enjoyed as well. And it's just really great to see that, you know, be introduced to these kids that hopefully they will help them, you know, decide their career later on like it did for me. So it's really awesome. Just being involved in robotics, it helped me out decide what I wanted to do with, you know, my career, which was just pursue something in STEM. And then whenever I decided what to choose, I ended up choosing engineering. And since I like robotics, I was like, it has to be something, you know, that involves in that. And I just decided to do mechanical. Just, it's something different from school. And if it's something that you like, if it's programming and building and being, you know, in a competition where there's so many children that also do that and just enjoy it, you know, it's something really awesome to just be involved in. You know, you get to experience and meet different people. You know, that the EcoBots, there's other competitions in the robotics that you have so many people come from different parts of the world, and it's awesome to see all these kids just come into one room and, you know, enjoy the competition. And, you know, it was just, for me, whenever I was little, it was just something to be, it was something to be a part of. It was something that, you know, it's unforgettable. And, you know, whenever you see it from the perspective of, you know, me being older and now and seeing these kids enjoy it as I did, it's just an awesome experience.
Making after school cool.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast, where our topic was the benefits of students participating in project-based learning activities. I want to thank our guest, Joe Panatz, an award-winning educator and a coordinator of EcoBots Tournament Challenges, and Melanie Velasquez, a former participant in EcoBots Tournaments, current college student, and mentor to students currently participating in EcoBots. Please join us for future episodes as we continue to explore issues relevant to the out-of-school time field.